This is WFAE. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Whether you want to watch a movie in the park or check out a new exhibit, there's plenty to do in Charlotte this first weekend in June, including hearing great live music. That's the local Charlotte band Groove 8, and they will be performing this weekend at the Evening Muse. With me to talk about them and other weekend activities is Emma Way, editor of Charlotte Magazine. Thanks for joining us, Emma.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Great. So tell me about Groove 8 and when will they be playing?
So Groove 8 is a local jazz band. They've been playing together for a while, since 2005. Last year, they actually just released a new four-track EP, RPM Volume 1, and tickets for the show at Evening Muse are actually only $7. Show is on Saturday and starts at 9 p.m.
So have you heard them before, and do you plan to go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So they're on Spotify. You can stream them ahead of the concert, listen to some of their old albums. And Evening Muse is a great local venue, smaller, but more intimate. You get to know the band. You can really see them up close and personal.
And that's in NoDa, right?
Yes, that's in the heart of NoDa.
Great. Sounds good. Well, there are also going to be movies in the park this weekend,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, so this is a return of a local series favorite. So this is put on by the Plaza Midwood Neighborhood Association and happens once a month over the summer. They pick a movie and they put it on the big screen under the stars, wait for dusk, and it's totally free. This is the first one of the summer, and they're going to be playing Jurassic Park.
Okay. And can people bring their own food, snacks, or do they provide it there?
Kind of a little bit of both. So you can bring your picnic table, bring your own snacks, bring your own drinks, but the Plaza Midwood Neighborhood Association will also have free popcorn available.
Is there a cost to get in?
Totally free.
Great. Okay. So on Saturday, I understand there will be a morning market at Camp North End. What's that about?
Yeah. So Camp North End is just a little bit north of the city on North Tryon Street. And this is going to be a free market, free kind of family celebration, the first Saturday of every month. This is actually the last one until October, though. During the summer months, they take a break. So this is kind of the last Saturday that'll be really hot out. And then they come back in October. And what it is just coffee, breakfast, things for families to have fun, shopping, live music, sort of a collection of a bunch of great organizations coming together. Yeah, and it's totally free.
Well, sounds great. Well, let's move to the theater scene in Charlotte. The Producers will be here. Tell me more.
So The Producers is, of course, the from movie to musical created by Mel Brooks. It's about a producer creating what he hoped to be an awful show in order to scam some investors, but then the show is a hit. So this will be the last show for Theater Charlotte's main stage until September. And tickets for this are $28, and this is going to run through June 9th. So you can really go any day of the weekend you want.
Okay, well, for nature lovers and others, I hear there is a new exhibit in town.
Yes, so this new exhibit, it opens on Saturday, but you can have a chance to preview Bloom at Lark and Key on Friday at 6 p.m. This is a free preview event with other local artists who will be there to talk about their work. The exhibit is really unique, and I think it embodies the spring and summer feeling we're all experiencing with this warm weather and beautiful flowers. Bloom, I mean, what could be more appropriate than that? It's going to be really whimsical, like Lark and Key Gallery itself, and really embody nature.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for giving us the scoop on what's happening in Charlotte this weekend.
Mm-hmm, of course. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. Emma Way is editor of Charlotte Magazine.